Scott with SJWealthWire.com. Final Days Report, episode 419. We're calling this VCAS. Folks, it's a war on Christians. That's the big picture. Endure to the end. I was thinking about this. Christians, many of them are awake. They did not trust the sauce, the poison poke, as the days of Noah devil juice. And we've covered how the mainstream news vilified primarily Christians, research papers. How do we use propaganda against Christians, these fundamentalists? So we're going to dive deep into a bunch of news stories, how it is getting wild, my friends. Great time to be alive again. Endure to the end. The first thing I just want to say before we get into the stories, global trends, according to 2025 World Watch List, 1 in 7 Christians worldwide faces high-level persecution. Pray for Christians. This includes physical evidence, forced displacement, and underground worship due to authoritarian regimes and religious extremism. You need to think about this. They know there's power in the Bible. There's only one true religion. Otherwise, they wouldn't be banning it, my friends. They wouldn't say, stop praying. We'll get into some wild headlines. But the first one I want to cover. Most people do not read the entire article. And years ago, as a marketing executive, I would read research papers about the attention span being less than a goldfish. This was years ago. This was just when TikTok started to take off. People cannot focus. And I'm convinced it's because of the chemicals in the food, Wi-Fi, obviously the Black Mirror device, and social media, getting the endorphins when you see something. It can be very, very addictive. There's no doubt it's addictive. Think about what they're dumping on us. It's this toxic world. It's tough for people to focus. So this headline threw me. Fears, faulty Jesus nuts sent helicopter family plunging to their deaths as loved ones share heartbreaking tribute. Now, if you just read the headline, you think that the helicopter pilot was a Jesus nut and just took the helicopter and did a suicide, murder-suicide on the family. And the family, it's interesting, the husband was a CEO for a major company. The rumors on the internet is it was hit with some sort of weapon to take him out. And then the other rumor, which was interesting, they showed some people that caught it on their cell phone and literally parts of the helicopter disappeared. So they're like, are we watching Project Bluebeam? Whatever it is, my point is when you really follow the news like I do, you see this vilification of Christians. And if you read this entire article, basically the Jesus nut holds the prop because the prop of the helicopter flew off. So it had nothing to do with a murder-suicide, nothing to do with it. But just some interesting stats. 2 in 10 read the entire article that they're interested in. 59% of links shared on social media are never actually clicked, meaning people often share articles based solely on their headlines. This behavior is influenced by factors like shortened attention spans, information overload, and the ease of sharing content without engaging deeply with it. And granted, we've covered this before. The news is allowed to lie to you via the Smith-Munt Act. I remember hearing somebody from China that said, if they push the news so hard in China, think the opposite. Think the opposite. But that one was just interesting. That was interesting to me. That just seemed very, very deceptive. It's getting wild, my friends. UK Christians in shock as government prepares law that could send preachers to prison. I'm in contact with a street preacher from the UK. Now, this is a local government. It's not at the federal level, but still. We did a podcast. I'll put the thumbnail up about how is the United States still part of the Commonwealth? There was an old school video where they said, we still are linked to the crown, my friends. Is it all smoke and mirrors with USA Inc.? I asked the question. Let's continue. This one's a little bit deeper. Australians could face up to 5 years in jail for praying. The new law makes it illegal to engage in prayer for or counseling intended to change or suppress a person's sexuality or gender identity, even if that person requests it. That is crazy. They know that there's power in prayer. They know that binding the demons, don't extract them unless they're saved, because it'll come back, what, seven times worse? They know that binding demons has power, my friends. This is from Z Media, her copy on Telegram. Under the guise of banning conversion therapy, NSW has criminalized Christian care, prayer, and teaching if it helps someone change or suppress same-sex attraction. The Conversion Practices Ban Act 2024 isn't just a law. It's a new state-imposed belief system. Maximum penalties, 5 years jail for practices causing substantial harm. What, saving someone's soul? 3 years for facilitating help interstate, overseas, or online. Give me a break, my friends, because they know there's power in the Word of God. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, this took me to Alex Jones. Daily Mail, InfoWars, Alex Jones caught with trans porn on his phone after repeatedly bashing transsexuals as Satanists and pedophiles. So Jones on his cell phone was busted with tranny porn. And I just want to play this video, and then we'll get into scripture. You need to try to save their souls. I've known a couple transvestites, and one actually went through the entire conversion process. And I prayed for their soul. I prayed that their demons were suppressed, right? Treated them with respect. But I prayed for them.
Blair's a good person. You look like a woman. Blair White's done nothing wrong. Your bones look like a woman. We're very blessed to have you as an amazing, beautiful, smart person. My genetics says this is a woman. You're an articulate, amazing person, a beautiful person. The way God works mysterious ways, it creates beautiful things. It just shows you how God works in mysterious ways. I know this in my heart. You're a good person. You love the children. You're the perfect spokesperson. This is what they probably should have done over at Bud Light. But inherently, at a spiritual level, I realize that God's working through you. And it's an amazing thing.
I had a dream not to follow Alex Jones when I first started this ministry and one other podcaster. Now I know why. Now, Romans 11 talks about giving them over to a reprobate mind. And I was following a pastor in 2008 that basically said, hey, they're done. They can't be saved. But what was interesting, as I used to commute from New York back to Chicago with a job on the weekends. And I remember hearing on the radio somebody that got out of the alphabet lifestyle, ended up getting married, five kids. He had a very, very powerful testimony. And I was convicted. I was convicted. The Lord can save anyone, but they need to be willing to have help. So if Alex, knowing the Bible, a self-proclaimed Christian, he should worry about the tranny's soul. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 10, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. When I was a baby Christian, I was still getting drunk on the weekends. Not as much, but once in a blue moon, hanging out with my old friends. I had a very, very stressful job, and that scripture, nor drunkards, convicted me. It really convicted me. Now here's Alex, giving a toast, partying. It's just getting weird, my friends. Maybe that's Alex's thing. Obviously, he's into the porn. The mockery of Christians can be seen by the SNL skit, if you haven't seen this. And it's almost like they knew the market was going to collapse. Let's roll it.
Easter, the celebration of the risen Christ. The Bible tells us that Jesus and his disciples traveled to the city of Jerusalem. While there, Jesus visited the temple and, enraged upon seeing money changers transacting business within its sacred walls, expelled them all. In mere days, Jesus would be arrested and crucified, only to rise again on the third day. But it began with the cleansing of the temple.
What is this? What transpires in this holy place?
Jesus, what angers you?
This should be a house of prayer. These merchants and money changers have turned it into a den of thieves.
Oh, Jesus, man.
This will not stand. I will rid this place of all its money.
Remind you of anyone? Wow, I also got rid of money last week, but instead of one temple, I did whole country. Maybe even the globe. The money's gone high. It's me, your favorite president, Donald Jesus Trump, comparing myself to the Son of God once again. You know, many people are even calling me the Messiah because of the mess I made out of the economy. All because of my beautiful tariffs. They're so beautiful. They were working so well that I had to stop them. The Prime Minister of Canada, big guy, tears in his eyes, he called me and he said, "Sir, if you do this, you will upend the global economy, tank the stocks and bond markets, and unite your allies against you." And I said, "Let me cook." And then I burned dinner badly. So we had to stop. But now everything is back exactly how it was, minus a few $1 trillion. An historic transfer of wealth from the middle class to my buddies. Oh, well. It's true, the stock market did a Jesus. It died, then on the third day it was risen. And then on the fourth day it died again, possibly never to return, just like Jesus.
All right, continuing on the theme of the war on Christians, you need to think about Noahide laws. That is the end game. And you need to think about the Deagle Report, Western nations being decimated, up to 80% of their population by 2025. Are they on schedule? I always say, who knows? God only knows. But let's get the foundation laid with the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act that we've covered in the past, because they need these laws in place as they launch Noahide laws that will get atheists, homosexuals, and Christians beheaded. We've covered this often, with prominent rabbis even saying the same thing. So let's read. Controversy surrounding the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act in the U.S., which aims to codify a definition of anti-Semitism into federal civil rights law. There are already laws on the books. They don't need to double and triple down. Some critics have raised concerns that the bill could restrict free speech or even implicate certain biblical verses as anti-Semitic. For example, passages that reference Jewish involvement in the crucifixion of Jesus have been flagged as potentially problematic under the bill's guidelines. Folks, this is the same playbook as the Bolshevik Revolution. Same exact playbook that wiped out half my family in Russia, sent them to Siberia, never to be heard from again. And again, think the Deagle Report. So here's Donald Trump, his announcement. "I am proud to nominate Yehuda Kaplan as the United States Special Envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, ambassador at large." We've talked about Trump censoring the net. We've talked about Trump and red gun flag laws. You're a big Trump fan, go to SJ Wellfire and just search Trump. Do your due diligence. Do not be fooled, my friends. MAGA is the highest rank in the Church of Satan. So people are like, Noahide laws, no, never happen. Well, there's an article, video, Temple Movement Rabbi Prosthesizes for Genocide. Let's read this article. This writer was present and recorded the Sanhedrin, that's their court that they actually will want to run the world out of, the Sanhedrin, So there was a person attending the Sanhedrin's proceedings. That's the court in Israel that will oversee Noahide laws, probably after World War III, is my guess, as the 10 kings consolidate for power. But he recorded the proceedings at the Sanhedrin, including a call by Ariel for genocide against non-Jews. "This is what the Torah commanded us," he explained. "When thou drawest nigh unto the city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it," Deuteronomy 20:10, "what is meant by peace, Mananides," that's a prophet, a Jewish prophet for them, says that they must agree to follow the seven Noahide laws, meaning you ask them, "Do you follow the seven laws? If so, we will allow you to live. If not, you kill all their males by sword. You only leave the women." This is coming fast, my friends. How do you leave them? They must all agree to follow the seven laws. And that is how you impose the seven laws on that city. "We will conquer Iraq, Turkey. We will go to Iran too. We will impose the seven Noahide laws on all these places." This is wild. This is coming here, my friends. It's coming everywhere. And this meeting was at the Sanhedrin's proceedings. Christians are so asleep at the wheel. And again, we've covered this from the Daily Mail. Jewish groups say Bible needs anti-Semitism warnings. This is a Watchman News ministry. I've covered this dream before. This was before I even started this news ministry. So a lot of dreams I've covered in this ministry started from 2008. And I saw people worshiping in the barn silently and hiding their Bibles, and people in this office building playing the guitar and lip syncing. There'll come a day where they're going to ban the Bible, my friends. And so I want to play a video. First, they come for the students. Next, it will be you, my friends. And Trump is doubling down on sending U.S. prisoners abroad. He's doubling down on it. It's getting wild, my friends. It's getting creepy. Have no fear. Is prophecy being fulfilled? It appears so. But I want to play the video of this student who is actually going to a meeting to become a U.S. citizen.
First, it was Mahmoud Khalil, and now a second Palestinian activist at the university is being held in ICE custody. As Jenna DeAngelis reports, Mohsen Madawi was detained as he tried to take his final step toward becoming an American citizen.
Video shows Columbia University student Mohsen Madawi in handcuffs. The Palestinian-born green card holder taken into custody Monday by federal immigration agents.
It was very hard. I mean, Mohsen's like a brother to me.
His close friend, Christopher Halali, captured the video outside the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office in Vermont. He was there to support Madawi, who he says was attending a naturalization interview.
It's hard to see someone who hasn't done anything wrong and only expressed their positions and their, what I consider to be their freedom of speech and their freedom of assembly, to be brutalized in this way. He's a man of peace.
Madawi's legal team filed this petition for his release. It notes he is a lawful permanent resident of the United States and has been for the last 10 years. He was born and raised in a West Bank refugee camp, which he spoke about in a 2023 interview with 60 Minutes.
Suddenly, I see an Israeli soldier pointing the rifle at us, and he shot my friend in his chest.
You were how old?
I was 10 years old, and I still remember when we put him in the grave.
According to court documents, the Columbia University student co-founded the Palestinian Student Union with Mahmoud Khalil. The Trump administration has been working to deport Khalil, accusing him of aligning with Hamas and participating in, quote, anti-Semitic protests and disruptive activities.
If you disagree with the government or the foreign policy establishment, you shouldn't be stripped of your green card and you shouldn't be deported. This is the country that has always promoted freedom of speech. We should be upholding that value.
Outside ICE headquarters here in Manhattan, many joined this rally organized by Jewish Voice for Peace in support of those detained.
It's
morally abhorrent that this administration is hunting down and kidnapping students.
Regardless of what your positions are on Israel-Palestine, we should unite and say this is something we don't accept, none of us do.
In a statement, Madawi's attorney said in part, his detention is an attempt to silence those who speak out against the atrocities in Gaza. It is also unconstitutional. No word yet from the Trump administration on this latest case. Jenna DeAngelis, CBS News, New York.
And we have, or I have, a theory that the woman of the book of Revelation is Jerusalem. And we prove it out with scripture. Jerusalem sits on seven hills. Jerusalem is called the great city. When you look at hermeneutics, the great city is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. You need to think about the impact, all the dual citizens in the U.S. government. Then there's London. The big question is the Catholic Church, the three city states. That's the big question. But Jesus told the Sadducees and Pharisees, you killed the prophets. In the book of Revelation, it says you killed the prophets, talking about the woman. There's so many other examples I give in different studies. And here's just an interesting thing that we've covered before. Turkish police recover stolen Jewish Torah scrolls decorated with satanic Illuminati symbolism. So you have the all-seeing eye. You have Baphomet. These are ancient scrolls. I think they picked this up in their captivity in Babylon, this black magic. Because I remember seeing a video. I tried to find it. Of all these ancient sites with symbolism like this. So this was picked up during the captivity. You have an owl. I remember hearing a video of this woman. She said, I was always confused why owls were everywhere in my house. And then she found out her husband was a Freemason, was part of the good old boy club, would actually go to the cremation of care ceremony, right? Where all of the right-leaning leaders of the world go. There are more Torahs found in Syria in 2018, featuring plenty of more satanic symbolism, such as the demon Baphomet, the Illuminati triangle with the all-seeing eye, blood libel, serpents, Kabbalah, hand signs, owls, and many other things. The Turkish newspaper Daily Sabah said that police had confiscated the two ancient Torahs during the arrest. According to the newspaper, the town ancient artifacts worth a total of 1.86 MLN. Reminds me of the scripture, what is hidden in the dark shall come to the light. And remember, Freemasons said that they actually get their practices from the Kabbalah. I think I'm over the target of the woman being Jerusalem. Because you need to think about this. In Zechariah 12 and 14, and I do think there'll be a remnant saved. I do think that. I've always said that. We need to pray that the synagogue of Satan, that the people that are implementing Noahide laws, that they come to Christ, because some of the greatest whistleblowers are Jewish. I've played some of their testimonies on this ministry. Right? They come to Christ. At the end of the day, it's about winning souls, going back to Alex Jones as well. Now, I just thought this was an interesting read. Times of Israel, End of Days and Divine Providence. Netanyahu gives interview to evangelical Trump advisor Paula White. And Paula's just all over Netanyahu, and he doubles back. I just found it interesting, and nowhere did she ask, obviously, about Noahide laws, because she's clueless, as most Zionists are. They're clueless. I respect a watchman. I'm not going to name his name, but he's clueless about Noahide laws. He's probably 95% over the target, but he has no clue about Noahide laws. I've tried to wake him up on it, and he refuses. He's like, nah, nope, nope. On our journey on the war against Christians, it's gone viral. The XAI logo, that's their AI version that now is linked into X that we've talked about. Did a whole podcast on it. I'll put the thumbnail up, where the mainstream news was saying, is Elon the Messiah? It was just interesting. But you can see the XAI logo is a broken cross. And so the big picture of all of this as well is this brain-computer interface. It's the brain-computer interface. And this guy nails it in a couple minutes that I've been preaching about for almost 4 years now. He just nails it. So I'm going to play him because that's the big picture of all of this. They're going to make this so sexy. If you have autism, hook up. If you have dementia, hook up. If you have a neurological disease, hook up to AI with read-write capabilities, biodigital convergence, brain-to-computer interface, Internet of Bodies. If you want skills, if you want to download languages, they're going to make it so sexy. They're going to make it so sexy. They might even cut off your cell phone and say, we're no longer actually going to make cell phones. You have to be the cell phone in order to call somebody. Let's play this.
You need to understand brain to computer interface, and more importantly, computer to brain interface, because it's going to be the HAL 9000, the sentient intelligence system, that's going to be issuing mandates, orders, and directives to humans using computer to human interface. There's brain to brain, there's computer to computer, and there's computer to brain interface using your MAC address, your media access control network interface coding. You will have electronic or photonic or ultrasonic weapon energy entering your temporal lobe to substitute for your tenets of thinking. So instead of having recognition, interpretation, and expectation, you'll be issued a go code by the HAL 9000, which is called the Sentient Intelligence System, which is a military NATO.
And I did my own research where people showed up as MAC IDs. I saw it with my own eyes. I'll put the thumbnail up on that VCast. Now, it's not going to stop there. AI is filtering into the church. And I had that dream, the Great Falling Away podcast that I did, of facial recognition. And somebody went in to get communion. And it's almost like AI knew if they were good, if they were compliant. So it was AI was taking over the church. I'll put the thumbnail up on that VCast. But what one Finnish church learned from creating a service almost entirely with AI. It's getting weird, my friends. This is in Helsinki, a tale of good versus evil played out on the large screen in the sanctuary of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Finland. Jesus was shown in robes with long hair and a beard, while Satan was dressed in more modern clothes, but with a menacing frown and a higher pitched voice, all created by artificial intelligence, also addressing the flock. At the Tuesday evening service were avatars of the church pastors and a former president of Finland who died in 1986 reading from the Old Testament. They're going to have holograms so great. I think the hologram is what the Antichrist will show up with. It was the first church service in Finland put together mostly by AI tools, which wrote sermons and some of the songs, composed the music, and created the visuals. And it had a huge turnout. They marketed this. Now, let's just call it what it is. There's Nebuchadnezzar, right? These believers did not worship the golden statue. And if you just peel back the onion, statues are popping up everywhere of Trump, worshiping the golden Trump idol at golf courses. It is wild. Let's read Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, bringing fire down from heaven, landing rockets, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. But here's the key verse I want to focus in on. With which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them... and them that worshiped his image. There's a worship part to this process. There's a worship part to this process, my friends. And bunch of scripture this VCast reminds me of. We've covered this, I think, the last VCast, Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues, Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body. That's a strong scripture. And fear not them which kill the body. The fearful will not inherit the kingdom of God, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. I know the Bible's true, my friends. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, which states that all who live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. So live godly in Christ, my friends. And I go back to my opening. Christians question things. Christians have common sense. Christians are not just falling in line with the devil's system, questioning things. All of this, as well, the Noahide laws, what's coming, just reminds me of Mark 13:11 about the Holy Ghost giving you wisdom. And I was thinking about this. I think this verse that I'll read has to do with the Holy Ghost coming in you to speak, obviously to give wisdom, but maybe to save other souls that are listening. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do you premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, speak you, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. It's a pretty amazing gift to us as this thing gets wild. All right. Some of those scriptures just reminds me of what happened in South Africa. U.S. pastor abducted at gunpoint while delivering sermon in South Africa. They knew him by name. And it's an alleged kidnapping for money. Pray for him. I used to go down to Brazil and had to have armed guards. It was when executives were getting kidnapped and their ears chopped off for ransom. And I never was really in danger. One of my guards actually almost pulled his gun out. They'll have these motorcycles that drive really close. And one of the bodyguards was telling me, he said, the motorcyclers are the ones that will gang up on you with, I don't know, four or five of them and kidnap people. But and they just drive really fast right by these cars. And they miss the mirrors by inches. And one of the drivers, he was telling me, he said, if it's the motorcycler's fault and they clip and have an accident off of your side mirror, many of these motorcycle gangs will come and kill the driver, even if it wasn't their fault. Wild time to be alive, my friends. Great time to be alive. Have no fear. Thank you for your support. Keep fighting on, my friends.
So you did not inject GP1, 5PP14 developed by my people, the Israelis at MIT with HIV in it, right?
No.
Is that exactly what it is? This is a genocide by the Israelis. They're getting rid of all you Americans. You're all part of the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump their Mashiach. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that they gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah recently, which is to be put on the head of the Messiah? Do you know this?
Who's that?
163 Orthodox rabbis.
Oh, wow.
Came together at Trump's golf course and handed him the silver crown. Do you know any of that?
Nope.
They gave him a menorah about 2 weeks ago, and on the bottom, the inscription says, the Prince of Peace, an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah for the Mashiach, the Messiah. Do you know that happened? So you guys have no idea that they, in Israel, the Knesset, and in the Sanhedrin, have proclaimed Donald Trump the Messiah. Okay. You know none of this.
They gave Trump the silver crown of the Torah. Got that? That's the silver crown of Jerusalem. This is to be given to the Messiah and the Messiah only.
Wait, let me see that.
And 163 Orthodox Jewish rabbis gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah. I worked 4 years on Trump's campaign team. These guys are... This is the inscription, which you can't read, but you can read it here. They're calling him the Prince of Peace. This is an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah. Donald Trump is considered the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah, according to these rabbis who run your country. The whole COVID agenda was done by Zionist Jews, and they want all you people dead here in the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump the head of Edom. They're going to kill you people off with this injection. You're considered Amalek. and they want all you people dead. My Instagram is Trump_played_you. Trump played you. My son's dying from this shot that Donald Trump brought out through a military operation, Warp Speed, March 27, 2020, approved by the DOD. Warn your fellow Americans, this whole thing by this COVID agenda is all dual citizenship Zionist Jews. I used to be a hardcore Zionist. They want all you people dead, and Trump is their Messiah. Make no mistake of it. He will return.
Can I see the back of your shirt?
All right.
Go Trump.
Yeah, Trump's going to kill all you people.